Jesus once told his listeners, "Out of the abundance of the heart, your mouth speaks." To understand what he meant, think of it this way. Imagine a water bottle with sediment on the bottom. While the water inside is calm, the sediment stays on the bottom and the water appears crystal clear. But when you shake the bottle, all of that sediment swirls around and the water turns cloudy. Did shaking the bottle suddenly make the water dirty? Well, of course not. The contaminant was always there. That's how it works with our character, too. When your spouse shakes you, or your children shake you, or a coworker shakes you, whatever is already inside of you is what's going to come out. If grace and patience are what you've been cultivating in your life, that's what people around you are going to get. But if anger and a short temper are what you've been cultivating, that's what the people around you are going to get. The bottom line is this. Stress and conflict don't create what's inside of you. They simply reveal what's already there. Your spouse doesn't make you say mean things or act improperly, and neither do your kids. We choose how we handle our stress and conflict. If the overflow of your heart is something other than love, joy, peace, and kindness, go to work on that inside part of you. The more good stuff you fill up with on the inside, the more that will come out when somebody shakes you. For more to help you thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly. It can be challenging to inspire your community to see life the way God sees it. So what's the solution? Well, on June 15th, Focus on the Family is hosting Sea Life 24. And no matter where you are or who you are, you can be a part of this free event with speakers like Ben and Kirsten Watson and real stories about choosing life. Sea Life 24 will inspire you to translate your faith into action. Register today at sealife24.org.